to succeed on shops? The answer is no. They're starting a lot of brands on organic shops that don't have any following, and they can still see success through these methods that I'm going to be covering here. If you feel like, oh, we're not going to be able to invest because we need the amount of content that's needed to make an organic and hopefully crack that nut, that's not true. It's effectively all the methods that we've seen work already, and it's now just simplified. It's streamlined and it's easier for the users, which means that there's going to be more purchases, which is really what we're looking for.
If you haven't yet used Motion, the creative analytics platform used by top e-com and D2C brands like Fiori, True Classic, The Farmer's Dog, Hexclad, and hundreds more to ship winning ads, here's why you should try it out. Everyone knows that the right creative is the number one lever for success with paid ads. That's how you make money. But consistently shipping new winning creative? You're going to need your media buyers and your creative teams on the same page. Right now, you're probably spending hours tiring away going back and forth between Google Sheets and your ad platforms and tools, and then spending even more time plugging it all into different decks for the rest of your team. In a perfect world, you could have an elegant way to combine visual assets and performance data so media buyers can save time and creative teams can get the details they need to make great ads all in one place. And that's where Motion comes in. In seconds, you can build powerful visual reports using data from your ad accounts. You can monitor your performance metrics and see your visual assets in the same platform. No need to go back and forth across multiple apps. You'll finally have media buyers and creative teams working together to create and scale your next big winner. If you're ready to learn how the best D2C and e-commerce brands use Motion to ship winning Meta, TikTok, and YouTube ads, book a demo today or start a free trial at motionapp.com/DTC. Even better, Motion offers a monthly subscription plan so you can dodge those annoying annual contracts. Get 50% off your first month when you use the link motionapp.com/DTC on signup. It's all killer, no filler. I'm Eric. This is the D2C Podcast. And today we're here with Spencer from our TikTok team to talk about TikTok monetization, TikTok shops. What's new on TikTok, Spencer?
I feel like there's always something new on TikTok, something that somebody's talking about, either some controversy or successes. You know how it is in the DTC space.
100%.
But overall, I think that it's a really, really good time to go over all the different avenues that people are finding success on TikTok, or all the avenues that people are trying to find success on TikTok, and then getting into what you alluded to, which is what everyone's talking about. The bulk of what I would want to cover, which is TikTok shops and how you as the brand can get on shops and how we can help do that.
Amazing. And let's just again refresh I think there's probably a lot of people in our audience that have tried TikTok, haven't made it work necessarily. There's some that are making it work. And there's some that have kind of categorized it in their mind as like, oh, I'll figure that out in the future. I think it's good to start with the why, which is like TikTok is, I think, maybe you can back this up, but I think it's more popular than any other platform like it really at this point. I think Reels is still there and Shorts is obviously growing, but I feel like nothing is growing as fast as TikTok in this space. So it behooves you to listen in to this podcast and to, you know, continue trying to figure out how to crack that nut. Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely. It's on people's mind and they bring it up and there is concerns from different areas of TikTok and like, is it going to be something that is worth exploring? You know, I've dedicated the past 2 years here to making it work, and it's only getting better. So I just kind of go into these calls that I have with brands, and then I see it from my own side. It's only getting better. And in terms of, oh, is it, you know, the popular go-to place? It is absolutely an avenue that I think that brands should be exploring, even just for the amount of time that users are spending on TikTok. Those eyeballs are monetizable. And for the amount of time that people are on it, the CPMs, you know, may not be as low as they were a while ago, but that's because it's getting more competitive in the space, because it's working. It's a positive signal. And when it comes down to it, for all the brands that we work with, we are matching or outperforming their prospecting efforts. And so more and more money is going into TikTok and we're just getting better and better. And so is the platform.
Very cool. We're going to have to try it again for our acquisition campaigns on D2C Newsletter. We used to run it for a really long time, head to head with Meta, kind of went back to just Meta, but maybe it's time to give another try on our side too.
For sure.
Okay. So lead us off here. What's top of mind in the TikTok space?
So I'll just be rattling through a few options and giving you a bit of the overview of what we see. So there's obviously just the standard ad placements. And the biggest improvement that we've been seeing over the last, let's say, six, 10 months is within the tracking. The advanced matching and the server-side tracking is just getting better and better. And it's pretty much at like 90, 95% from what we see on platform versus what we've been seeing across, you know, just a combination of wherever we might be confirming in terms of third party.
GA4, wherever. Yeah. Triple Whale or whatever.
A lot of third party and data partners like Triple Whale and Northbeam. Overall, like, we're just starting to see it really level out, which is awesome. And that is still, in my opinion, the bread and butter of where the successes can come from in terms of the like lowest hanging fruit. We'll get into to shops as well, which I think there's a lot of opportunity there as well. But for tried and true over the past 2 years and seeing consistent improvements, and thank goodness the creative fatigue is starting to improve as well in terms of we have winners now that are coming from our standard ad placements that, you know, in the past, say like a year ago, they might have only lasted us a month maybe, and just creative fatigue just takes over. We're now seeing that the way that they've matched up the algorithms and whatever they might have done on their end, as well as just the type of creative that we're making, we're able to run these creatives for 6 months plus and just be consistent winners that we're then just always trying to beat, which is awesome to see. And that brings us into the second point, which we have seen a lot of consistent winners come from, which is Spark ads. And you can do this either from posting organically and just whitelisting, and you can also put it onto private and dark posted it as well.
This is essentially their version of boosting, right? Just for people not in the know, this is when you can take an organic post and you turn it into an ad, or as you're saying, you can dark post it so it's not on your feed and run it as an ad through a Spark post as well.
Yes. And, you know, there's ups and downs of each in terms of deciding to just test through Spark ads versus not. From what we can see, the hit rate is better. The performance is equal, if not a little bit better. But the creative fatigue kicks in a little bit faster. That's just kind of typically what we see. But then the extra bit on top of that is it's obviously posted through your organic. So it has the shared engagement. So it looks really good through your organic. Which then brings us to piece number three, organic. I'm not going to get too far into it. There's a lot of brands that specialize in it, and they do extremely well with just their organic plays, and they have consistent views. It's pretty tough to find that brand voice, and a lot of brands are working towards it. And that's kind of like very much from a social media management kind of perspective, but it does ultimately lead to sales, which a lot of people find success with.
Very cool. Yeah, people do find sales successful generally. I think the creative fatigue thing is it's hard to overstate what a big issue that is, because I think that's probably the main knock on TikTok as a platform for high volume advertisers. You're already having on Meta having to feed the beast massively with creative. TikTok creatives maybe take a little bit more creativity, a little more elbow grease, and then the fact that they would burn out so quickly was kind of a downside for people getting into the platform. But that idea that now you can create winners that last 6 months, it makes me wonder, like, is it an influx of more advertisers, so they're probably having to saturate your ad less people in a shorter amount of time, so maybe it can like spread out longer. Maybe there's more people on the platform. Obviously, more and more people are joining the platform. So that's obviously going to have an effect on that. And then I guess it's just, how smart their algorithm is, which is just, you're seeing it just mature over the months.
Yeah. Maturity, I think is the main word there. Like when it comes to the pool that we were hitting, like if you think about even just the maturity of their algorithm and their pools they have as like a complete payment or an add to cart user, it's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger. And kind of like Facebook, you can just start steering that boat. You know, you're able to fill that pool more accurately.
Yeah.
And I think that's really what we're seeing. They've also just made some changes. I'm sure people on platform have noticed there are just more ads being shown. And so that all just kind of helps. And I think that they've also pulled back a little bit on their hard rules of like, not wanting to show the same ad over and over. In the past, they've really kind of wanted to try to keep it super organic, which it still very much is. But I think they've lightened up on that a little bit. which kind of does help that once you get through, you know, the entire audience that you're trying to hit, they feel okay kind of starting to go through and recycle it. So we have seen frequencies gone up, but that's paired with our conversion rate going up as well. So it all balances out, but that's just through the standard ads.
And then when you mentioned that with Spark ads, they actually will, if you spark an organic post and boost it essentially with budget, it will show up on your organic feed as having, even it'll have the full paid views there. And so you'll have, could have one video that's much higher than your organics because you put budget behind it. Do you ever find a halo effect that when you start sparking posts that other organic posts get more love, or is it pretty siloed, do you think?
It's slight. It's slight. The organic should still be able to be self-sufficient. From what I've seen, it's pretty common to just be trying out certain organic efforts, just a certain style that you think is going to work, and it just doesn't have a lot of momentum behind it. And then you spark one piece, it gets 100,000, 500,000 views on it through obviously paid. But then it doesn't help once you like post again that, you know, it's going to see that boost. You kind of still do need to find your footing. And I think that is kind of what makes organic like the tougher nut to crack, especially if you don't have, you know, from the brand side, like a dedicated social media person and just somebody to let the people into the brand. We can help direct, like at Pilot House, we help talk about the types of styles that we see doing well organic, throw around ideas, build out some campaigns just for organic. But it really does help when you're able to push a view from inside the company. And so that really does help people out. It's just having like dedicated somebody willing to invest a little bit of time in creating that that content that people are really into.
Cool. Okay, so organic, the third piece there. What else? Are we on to shops yet? I know that's what I'm dying to talk about.
Totally. We're on to shops. So it's the thing that people have been talking about for the last little bit. It's not new on people's minds, but they have recently just come out of their closed betas, which is awesome to see. So it's now open to the public. It's been for about 2 months or so, and they're kind of going through their opening stages of bringing everybody in throughout the U.S. market.
Very cool. Now, just walk me through again, because I know there was a little uproar about the percentage that that TikTok takes. Can you remind me what it costs to run these?
Ooh, it was very low.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember it off the top of my head. I might have to grab it for you in a minute here.
Okay.
But I remember it being quite low. There's like, they'll take 1% of the sale and then like 30 cents on every transaction, something like that. I wouldn't quote me on it.
Oh, I have it right here. It takes a 2% commission combined with a 30 cents per transaction fee for merchants, with plans to increase that to 8% in July.
Okay.
So it will, it's just like the carbon tax in Canada. It will be small to start and then they'll ramp it up.
Yeah. So I would love to just do like a broad overview for those that kind of can't quite place what shops might look like. And I will also start this and preface this by reiterating even what my reps have told us, especially when we've talked with brands, and that's, do you need a following to succeed on shops? And the answer is no. They're starting a lot of brands on organic shops that don't have any following, and they can still see success through these methods that I'm going to be covering here. So if you feel like, oh, we're not going to be able to invest because we need the amount of content that's needed to make an organic and hopefully crack that nut, that's not true. You can just have shops be on in the background. You can set it up. It will be attached to your organic, but it will help you out in three ways. One is that organic, just in terms of if people go to your page, there's the tab for shops, and you're able to just go through. And if you do have some paid traffic, if you have some organic traffic, that's where people are going to be going through. And that's where they're going to be able to do and go through that process of shopping for your product and using all their UI. And then everything gets covered past then. It's a really on-app experience that people are really warming up to, and more users are becoming purchasers through shops. And once they start adopting it, then it's going to become more and more popular. The second way is through the shops tab. I think they're just calling it the shops tab. It's a separate page off of your organic where you can just go to this page and just see, you know, a list of products. Like you can just search something up. Imagine like it's like an Amazon where you can then go search up products. Your product will appear on that. I'm sure they'll be expanding it more and more, and there'll be highlights and everything, but it's obviously just searchable if you set up your shops.
Is it also a feed? Can it also be viewed as a content feed in the same way that their regular content feed can?
Yes, I think it's a little bit different because it's like solo products that there's not really a ton of content attached to it.
Got it.
But I'm sure that they'll start linking out to a ton of different avenues in terms of like I'd love to see live streams and the content, and it does bring it to the third, which this is really the value add of shops and where everybody is seeing success, and that's through the affiliate programs. So TikTok has set up their shops affiliate programs because they have such a massive pool of creators, and they've been adopting more and more creators to just think about their time on TikTok less so as just straight creators and more so as like their own revenue generators, as making brand deals and making content for money. And that comes to the next stage of now getting these affiliate links and these affiliate programs that is just blowing up for brands. So through the shops affiliate page, you just pretty much put out a case of here's the product, here's the selling points, and here's the affiliate percentage. Brands are going like 10, 15% perhaps. So you can find what is going to work best for your product. Typically, if you can send out the product to these creators, that works best, although it's not particularly needed. And then you can accept as many or as little as you'd like to then create content for your product. That right on their content that's posted through their organic, there will be the link for shops. And then with that, it'll be a pop-up UI that'll just allow you to just see a little clicker where you don't have to leave that content piece. There's just a screen that's going to pop up, and you can shop directly through that link without ever leaving even their page. So they're not even making it to your organic. So that's why they don't really push that you need an organic presence. You just need almost just the setup to allow for the UI for what is really the value add of shops at the moment, which is signing on 50 plus creators that are all looking for that 15% cut of the sales they make. And then out of that 50, maybe five of them have some traction, one of them really blows up, and then that's really where the sales are going to come from, and people are finding a ton of success with that.
That's super interesting because it takes, so one of the first stories I heard about someone doing really well on TikTok was Tab's Chocolate, where they basically had a bunch of affiliate accounts with creators where they went out and had creators that they knew make secondary accounts that were like Tab's Chocolate John or Tab's Chocolate Susie or whatever. And they literally were just, they had this secondary channel where any sales that came through this channel or with their link or whatever. And so they just, TikTok probably saw that working there and has now built it fundamentally into how their marketplace works. That's super exciting.
Yeah, it's a really cool opportunity at the moment. And like I said, it just launched a couple months ago or so. So there is a public open signup, just if you wanted to go through and just, you know, Google TikTok shops seller signup or whatever you might need to. It'll pop up there. Apparently you have to go through and the setup is a little bit janky at the moment. And that's why we almost recommend, and it's a bit of what we're working on here at Pilot House, is that brands actually come to us. We have the reps that we speak with that actually help go through this full setup process. And at the moment, Pilot House, we are pretty much opening our doors for anybody that's looking to set up a TikTok shop. You can reach out to us. We'll bring you through the process absolutely free. We can talk about where the wins might be coming from on the platform. And there's obviously ways that we can help out organic and management as well, if you so need. But on top of that, we're really just here to help people out and get them set up on shops.
Very cool. The time is now to get your, and I think that's a really great point to kind of end with, is just that a lot of people are intimidated by TikTok and the amount of content you need to have, but this new opportunity on the shop side, on this marketplace affiliate side, means that all you need to do is have a great product that people will want to make content about. And then who knows how much content will be inspired just by people going through products. I think about our friend Brett, who just reviews tech products on TikTok, and then he links out to his Amazon shop through his links or whatever. But now he could just be linking to any product on the on the store and then not bring them out of that experience. It's a shop's experience too. So your credit card information will be saved. It'll be that seamless checkout experience that you get on Apple and Shop Pay and all these other platforms.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's effectively all the methods that we've seen work already. And it's now just simplified. It's streamlined and it's easier for the users, which means that there's going to be more purchases, which is really what we're looking for.
Amazing. Well, D2C audience, get on it. If you are looking to get on TikTok and you haven't already, talk to Spencer. He'll help you guys get set up on shops and see if it makes sense to work together more. Otherwise, Spencer, thanks for coming and checking in. We'll catch you later.
Thanks as always.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you're not getting the D2C newsletter, you can subscribe for free at directtoconsumer.co. And if you want to learn more about Pilot House's all-killer, no-filler services, take off to pilothouse.co.
I'm Eric Dick, and this has been the D2C Podcast. We'll see you next time.